You proceed through the verdant world, wings buzzing and body jewel bright. As you whip around trees and through the woods, you hover every now and then to make sure you're on the right path. Every beat of your wings makes you feel weightless as the forest rushes past you. You revel in the freedom. You glimpse something, silver, shimmer momentarily in front of you, and swerve to the side, trying to avoid it, only to encounter a multitude of strong, sticky filaments blocking your path. The first was but a deception, you realize, an obstruction to make quick things like you flit sideways into the true trap. Indignation and anger flare, burning fiercely. You truly resent your path being impeded. Struggling, trying to free yourself only results in more strands attaching themselves to you, winding around you, binding you up. Just enough, you always think you're one powerful struggle from escape, only to find yourself still held. They are adhering to your vines as they become tangled in the sticky substance. It's a web, you realize. A struggle, using your full strength and power, pushing against the web, violently buzzing your wings, trying to escape. The longer you find yourself bound, the more your indignation turns to curiosity. What could have left this web? Of course, you don't stop struggling. A large enough web to catch and hold you. You wonder what made it as you try biting a strand of thread to see if you could free yourself with your sharp teeth. But it sticks to your lips and teeth, saliva turning the web into an unyielding glue. You try desperately to spit the sweet-tasting web out, but it's stuck too tightly to your mouth, forming an effective and unyielding gag. Breathing easily, you reconsider your sticky situation. You feel silly, embarrassed by your predicament, bound and gagged, struggling like a silly insect writhing against the web. Every place the web is touching is beginning to become warm and heavy. You renew your struggles, pushing and pressing against the sticky threads. You hear amused laughter from nearby. You can't drink tea in my parlor like that, little fly. You see a spider woman creep from the trees. She sways her hips, arachnid hindbody bobbing like a flounce. A hint of wicked amusement teases from her eyes, which tell the real story behind the feigned concern and innocent smile. She is small for her kind, with smooth porcelain skin, platinum blonde hair held back from her face by a lace net of silver webbing that goes from the hairline of her forehead down behind her elf-like ears and fixes beneath her hair at the nape of her neck. It flexes and bounces with the movement of her lustrous hair, glistening and elastic, shining by some trick of hers, like a pearled Juliet cap. The silky hair bounces in tight curled tubes behind her shoulders, her face an innocent mask, doll-like with a delicate nose and shell-pink blush across her soft cheeks. Two big pastel blue eyes are set where one might expect, but her human facial features end there. A small set of lavender eyes sits near her temples. Another, slightly larger set, are located evenly between these and the blue eyes, with the third set positioned slightly above the blue eyes in place of eyebrows. Beneath her nose is a small, crimson, heart-shaped mouth. The velvety lips are dimpled by twin white fangs. Her neck is slender and her human torso is bare and not overly curvy. Each breast is a high, firm orb, with pale flesh glistening in the reflected light from the many silver strands of web that drift around her body. With pale pink areolas, they look soft and supple, big enough that they would more than fill your hands. If you weren't in such a dangerous situation, you might even imagine what it would feel like to squeeze them, flesh puckering between your fingers, warmth radiating under your palms, nipples hardening and pressing against you. Her lack of clothing is distracting, but you consider your own nudity. Out in the forest like this, you don't really need clothes. Her human and arachnid parts flow into one another, smoothly melting from flesh to chitin. Her spider body is white with eight slender legs and a broad, pale pink stripe along each side of her abdomen. She continues to glide towards you, her legs undulating gracefully, lovely and poised, with her puppet strings trailing along behind her. Silvery threads run from her wrists, fingertips, and arms, but you know she is puppet master, not puppet, trailing her threads through the forest and pouncing on any prey foolish enough to tug her strings. You feel looming apprehension as she grows closer, stepping onto the web and climbing up until she is looking into your eyes. Her soft upper body is pushed against you, the arachnid portion out of sight, obscured by her cool breasts pressing against your chest. She reaches out with a human arm and caresses your face with an unexpectedly cold hand, her eyes gleaming excitedly.
"Perhaps I will need to drink for the two of us. You wouldn't mind that, now would you, my little fly?"
She pauses for a moment, as though waiting for your response, giggling while you thrash and sparks jump from vine to vine in fury. "How dare she," you think, unable to open your mouth.
Struggle, my little fly. Please do struggle. I'm sure that is the only way out. Struggling and thrashing will surely set you free from my web."
She presses her body against yours more firmly, pushing you against the web, letting her tits rub against your writhing frame.
"Perhaps that is why I responded so swiftly, because if I let you keep struggling so fervently, you surely would have grown tired and slid right out of my grasp."
You give her a withering look from behind the gag, but stop struggling as you realize the implications of her words. Sweet webbing in your mouth and the cool press of the spider woman pinning you down leave you little else you can do. With wings, arms, and legs glued to the web, you are thoroughly stilled, despite your rebellious glare.
"If you would have held still, little fly, you would have dropped out on your own, eventually. I might not have even noticed you in time."
Even the parts of her which are not humanoid, which are rubbing against your thighs and lower legs, are so very soft. She is so smooth. Her exoskeleton is like silk gliding across your body, as the actual silk strands hold you fast, taut, sticky, and unyielding. The arachne leans in and subjects you to the warmthless caress of her breath, and then her tongue, brushing your neck, followed by a sharp pinch just above your collar. Numbness creeps through your limbs and up into your head. You begin to reach for how you feel about this new experience, trying to form an opinion, only to find your mind growing hazy, dull, muddy, slow, heavy, muddled. Yet may be pleased. The thoughts you do find are so cluttered, it seems a waste to sort through them. And none of what's happening feels unpleasant. Her body rubs against yours, sending sensation sparking through the numbing effects of her venom and web. The points where the web is touching you is also invoking ever-intensifying tingles of sensation that go beyond the warmth from the sticky coating of the strands. Bright flares of pleasure radiating out from your neck along your body, arms and legs, cause you to shiver and twitch spasmodically against the spider girl. Counting on stillness to try to ease you from the web has become a vain impossibility. As you jolt and tremble, you find yourself brushing her tits and stomach, and you're racked by the strange mixture of numbness and hypersensitivity. Her lips are curled into a coy smile, sadism written on her face. A glistening trail of your blood sits at the corner of her mouth. Apparently, she did more than just envenomate you when she bit you. Did she enjoy the taste of you on her tongue? Your head is dizzy and you're beginning to drip from somewhere between your legs. Leaning in, she licks the strand of web that is in your mouth, her tongue teasing against your lip. The sweet thread dissolving where her venom coats it. You whimper as the pleasure builds, tingling through your lips. She draws back, depriving you of sensation, leaving you hungering for her almost instantly.
This could be all you're allowed.
Her whispered voice cuts through the agony that is the numb, sensationless void. Induced by the venom.
If I let you taste me, if I let you have something to savor, will you just marinate and stew in that venom? I trust you won't bite. I know you wouldn't dare miss the opportunity to taste, to tingle, to... If you bite even by accident, you won't get to enjoy yourself.
She reaches to your face and caresses you, invoking an explosion of sensation that causes you to jerk and pant, moaning through your saccharine gag.
After all, we both know a little fly like you has no sting.
Outside of the pop of pleasure of her touch, and then desperate absence of sensation that closes in its wake, the only other thing you're aware of is the taste in your mouth, sugary like honey syrup. The dissolved web might as well be candy floss. Or at least it has that sponge sugar sweetness in your current inebriated state. But it's unyielding. It keeps your mouth shut and prevents the babble of words that want to pour from your lips. Silences you from promising, from begging, pleading acquiescence to the spider girl's words. You nod mutely. Mindlessly, heatedly to her request. Outside of your twitching body, dripping its desire in plain sight before her, it's all you can do. Of course, you wouldn't dream of rebelling. Can't dream of it. Can't dream of anything in this state. This is a moment of pure existence in the here and now. Dreams aren't this vivid. Dreams aren't this true. You may be a fae, but what now spreads through your veins is more than enough to lay even you low. And to make something like you forsake impetuosity and dreams, that is quite the venom. Pressure of her body returns, and with it the pleasant, burning, envenomated heat in your every inch, in every part of your body. She kisses you long and deep, licking every strand of web from your mouth as you pulse and throb, bucking periodically, trying to find anything to grind against. With a smirk, she raises one plush tit and places it to your lips, ordering you to suck as she runs two thick, twisted strands of thread from between your legs, up your chest, and over your shoulders. You feel the pressure of the silk against you, and in your desperation, you grind against it helplessly, lost as you suck on the tit that's in your mouth. Beads of sweat form on your body, and as you twitch and moan through the plush nipple in your mouth. Her skin tastes incredible. Soft, sweet, cloying, almost floral. And the aftertaste of the web, still so sweet on your tongue. Your mind hazes, glazes, and she pulls her pert nipple away. You whimper, sucking harder in desperate protest as you feel her flesh pulled from your mouth, but yield as she pops it free of your lips. Unable to get the leverage to stay affixed to the nipple and keep yourself focused. The longer this goes on, the more lost in who you are. She's biting now. Just on your shoulders, you feel her pointed nipples rubbing against your chest, belly, all the way down. Her cool skin weaving trails of relief across the body, overheated from exertion and venom, and oversensitized by its own surrender. The webs on you are enough to hold you, as you twitch and moan, but apparently she has decided that's not enough. All you can see when looking down at her is her glistening hair. Her fangs aren't even visible when they dig into your upper thigh. Pump. Pulse. You know, it might be impossible, but it seems like you can feel every pulsation of her venom, like heat spreading through your veins. She's placing it into your system, deciding just how dosed up on her you should be, just how much of her venom should exist in you. Pulsing. She begins using her threads more liberally, forming the web into a harness around your torso. Each long, silken strand feels exquisite as it rubs against you. With you so docile, intoxicated by her venom, you know she is lowering you to the ground, but are quite powerless to act on it. Regardless, the web is still around you. You have been lowered down and lay lost, witless and racked on the forest floor. She takes a long rope-like strand and begins to bind it around your lower body, twining the strands so that they make a latticework around your legs, carefully connecting it to the harness around your torso. You might rub your legs together. You might even have the illusion of leeway. But not the illusion of freedom. With so much of her venom in you. Oh, it's too much. The heat only builds. And then her breast returns. The nipple placed between your lips for you to apply suction. Heat builds inside of you over and over again in cycles. Just when you think you could almost pull your head together, another pulsing wave arrives. She digs her nails into your shoulders, holding you perfectly still while her lower body and legs rework the strands of silk into a tortoise shell harness around your body, sticking and anchored to the existing web. She then begins to fill some of the strands in, making them thicker and passing one strong strand up between your legs, perfectly placed so that whenever you squirm, you rub yourself in tensioning pleasure. Pulling with your legs, your arms causes the rope to tighten and pleasure you. A pleasure complemented by the unconventional sensation of the dose in your system finding nerve endings to push on. Several times, she tries to pull her nipple away from you, but the only way you will accept this is when she immediately tells you she's switching you to the other one. The strands come together at your lower back into one tight, warm knot of soft silk. Your hands slide there, wrists together, helpless. Your only way of interacting with the world now is to either sway your hips forward and back, or to fasten your lips to her nipples and suck. And she lets you do that less and less, despite less access to the feeling, which had felt so good as the venom made your mouth entirely erogenous. That sensation is becoming more and more pervasive. The absence of her breast makes you more aware of how any form of touch you experience has become the same kind of sensation that you reveled in while sucking on her tit. The added blood flow of her influence seeping its way into you and making everything feel erotic, sensual, amazing. She bites, a sharp feeling of pleasure pulsing into more and more, succumbing and falling into her treatment of you more and more. Your tension has become truly unbearable, racked whole and entire with her insidious influence. Sweat stands out more prominently, while all of your muscles clench, tensing, tightness, but also a heat behind it, an edge behind it, trapped between the Spider Woman's machinations, rubbing against you, nipping, biting, dosing. You carefully cultivating your growing sensitivity, your aching, longing need and weakness for pleasure. You're teetering on the precipice of toppling over. One more clench, one more bite, one more involuntary spasm rubbing the strands of silk against your sweated form. You know in the jewel-bright way you just know. Things sometimes, if you climax, there's no telling what she will do to you. She's been denying it, delaying it, building it up. It's so obvious the spell she is working, so obvious the way she is bringing you down into her thrall, laying you low, teasing and toying with you. If climax arrives, you might do anything. You might fall prey to just about anything. Anything in this entire world would be on the table. Anything might happen, and you would be lost to it, in it. These sensations from her venom are seeping into every fiber of your being, dissolving you into them. from the heaviness and heat induced by the threats of the web to the mindless orogeny that has been pumped into your veins, you are her plaything, a delicate morsel moaning at her feet, tension, pleasure, heat, the euphoria of your entire body being engaged. You have to admit it. Nothing about this dosed, mindless, fuck-drunk pleasure is boring. Being bound, tied, held to her, confined in her grip, no longer feels like an indignity, no longer feels like a chore. It is only joy. Only the sublime and ongoing joy of her dosing and dosing and overdosing you on envenomated bites can bring you satisfaction. You don't know why you would want it anything but this. It's too good. Surely any instinctive resistance to this white-hot pleasure is just... it's just... again... the jewel-bright heat of her little bite into you. Your vines shuddering in their web-bound confinement. You try a desperate bid for something. Pushing against the pleasure, pushing against the heat. Your lips allowed again to fasten to her nipple. Yet part of you is still trying to find a way to escape. The ever-drumming joy of her fangs pumping her influence into you. Pushing turns into a futile cuddling, hugging, tugging her closer. And you whimper when the wave finally crests. It has been so long in the building. And she spent so long teasing you. You'd grown numb to how intensely it was coming along. Now that it's here, the anticipation, the trepidation has made it better, made it worse, made it everything. Everything you never knew you needed. Everything, everything you know you will never escape. And you know this. In a cresting, graceless, drooling ecstasy. Climax, tension. If the webs were not there, you would already be rolling over to one side, to the other. Instead, all you can do is helplessly stimulate yourself more as you spasm, riding out wave after wave, each convulsion tweaking the silk at your crotch, rubbing it against your sensitized skin, pulling more pleasure from you, and prolonging your orgasm. She has removed her breast from the equation. It's no longer needed. Your pleasure is now self-perpetuating. Instead, she's keeping you pinned beneath her with her hands on your shoulders. A gorgeous form looming over you, smiling as you writhe and break beneath her. She keeps you contained, causes you to pulse and throb, to buck and move, more and more against the webbing. Keeping you still is causing her to rock back and forth atop you, her soft skin touching starkly cool relief against your shivering hot skin, her breasts bouncing. So much venom in your system, and a climax seemingly without end raging in you. The bounce of her breasts, ripple of her skin, shift of her head, her upturned red lips, glittering eyes, every movement forming an afterimage, everything about her is blurry, is blurring, is fading, darkness. But you can still feel everything. Feel her heavy body above you, as each spark of heat takes over, takes hold, takes you home. Your hips are bucking, managing to push up against her as you gasp fruitlessly in your harness, tugging the rope against you, that tight feeling in your belly which spreads up to your brain. But it isn't stopping, never abating, continuing a long, relentless fall over the precipice of climax, on and on winding around your mind and blasting it with supremely sensitized, envenomated joy. You are wrapped in this sensation, and it is hunting your thoughts back to where they rest. How could you have ever wanted anything but this? There can be no stopping, no escape. The tightness through your belly, between your legs, the thick, syrupy, empty, useless thoughts drooling out of your mouth, out of your ears. You imagine your thoughts must be exiting your body quite quickly for this climax to be so real and potent, to have so little getting in the way. Coming, climaxing, your thoughts melting, expelled by the combined force of the venom and the influence of being tied up beneath her. So unable to squirm, unable to escape, no outlet to let the extreme and rapidly accelerating sensation out of you. Sparks run to the tips of your fingers. Blood flow pounds to every extremity and makes every erogenous zone sing out in joy. You are caught under her, though you can see her no longer, but you feel her there. How could she be anywhere else? Your mind is dosed with her venom. You are sure you feel another tender bite on your inner thigh, then another. Over and over, one after another, each more welcome than the last, each one adding to your pleasure. Every dose makes it more, and it is a wave you thought was cresting, which has now become a storm, a whirlwind of need whisking your thoughts away, a whirlpool in your chest churning thoughts from your mind and spiraling them deeper down, clockwise between your legs instead, pooling so they can drip out, drool out. Every time you have another thought, that swirl of venom whisks by. That curling spiral, like the pattern in a spider's web. Venom is all you see, think of, feel. The dose deliberate chemical nature of it. This is not your own arousal system. This is not your own orgasm. You have an awareness of that. Nothing in your body could do this to itself, could feel this good, go on this long. Had you never gotten caught in her web, you would never have gotten to experience this numb, sparking, euphoric perfection, still despite feeling so little. You feel her weight above you. Feel her coolness, her presence, and that feeling stays while your limbs fade, your vision fades. You see her sharp, shining little smile, her pale tits, which you no longer are allowed, or indeed even able to suck. If you tried to wrap your mouth around them, you are sure you would just drool mindlessly over her skin. If you tried to get your thoughts together enough to resist, you would just accidentally bump over the sensation. It feels so good. Why does this too much venom feel like too much pleasure? Too many sharp little bites. Too much joyous confinement. How could you ever have rejected it? Pleasure. Helpless, delightful, absolute, tearing your thoughts away and leaving you to melt in her control. How could there be anything but this? Another bite. Another. This must be too much. Too much for you to stand. Heat and sweat standing out on your body as you come. As you pulse, as you lose yourself in these waves and resonations. You are her prey, and the joy of it, the high, wild, muddy-brained, blinded simplicity, where all you can see is her, all you can feel is her. This is how you are. This is who you are. This is what the venom whispers amid a climax that is slowly making you like this. And you tug at your bonds, only to feel them loosening. She's untying you. Surely that means you could go. Surely that isn't another sharp little bite on your inner thigh. More venom. More. Much too much. The climax must end. Must it? Right. It must end somewhere. You have to be done being doomed to feeling good. Condemned to her clutches. Dosed like a doll, toyed with like a trussed-up item of prey. The escape will come any pulse, throb, climax, minute now. You'll be free. Oh, that was a big one. Bigger one. Big waves of euphoria stealing thought and inducing surrender. You'll be free to feel good. The one freedom left. One light left, one thought left, one sign of thought, one sign of life. One and one climax. The end of the orgasm creates emptiness in its wake, wrongness. It's fading and you clutch at it. There's no relief in the fade of sensation. You remember now, the numb absence of sensation is what replaces the racking pleasure. A hideous void of nothing at all. No limbs, no thoughts, no sensations or pleasure. Just consuming heat. And then, with another pump of venom, the second climax begins, and you feel your eyes roll as reason flees, body collapses, and the giggling pleas of gratitude begin to pour from you in what you know are not words, but are necessary. You have to get your dosed surrendering babble out, even if your lips are beyond feeling. You ask your body how it's doing. Oh, everything's fine, whispers the voice in your mind, the voice like hers, the voice of her dosing you, of her organic alteration to thought and deed. You ask your body how it is doing, and your fingers? Pleasure. Arms? Pleasure. Two climaxes, reigning and ruling you, one over the other, legs, pleasure, between your legs, between your ears, in your chest, behind your slow, relaxed heartbeat, behind your over-clenched climaxing core, pleasure, and darkness, and it must stop. You must stop, eventually, right? At some point, the bites, oh, there's another one, are going to be more than you can take, and certainly more than you can enjoy. That was a big one. How many more of those can you take in darkness? In being pinned, in being trussed, dosed, webbed, and in being hers. Good little fly, it seems you're docile. Let's get you home for more fun. You need, you want something, but getting the thought through the pleasure is just too much work. Freedom is a lot of work. The throb, the pulse is easy. Unavoidable, inescapable, sticky, sublime, eternal.